First of all, just we'll do our daily halacha and then a few important announcements. So we're in the Tkufa of Sfirat HaOmer. So the minhag is to refrain from certain happy things in order to think about the lack of haftalecha kamocha, which it's to mourn a little bit the students of Rabbi Akiva and all the tragedies that happened throughout Jewish history, including the Shoah. So we take this time period and we tone down the happiness a little bit to focus on treating each other nicer. That means that we don't get married during these 33 days, and we don't listen to live music, like get up and dance music. So then the question becomes, what about nowadays with like radios and iPhones and computers? Is that also part of this minhag of not listening to music? So the minhag generally is yes, we do not listen to music during until Lag BaOmer. Moshe Feinstein writes that a cappella would be okay because it doesn't have the same simcha as like music with instruments. The Tzitz Eliezer doesn't even allow that. He says even a cappella is a problem because basically it sounds the same. So what's the difference? Which makes a lot of sense. However, the Panini Halacha does write that there are many poskim nowadays that will say that listening to music on your, let's say, your iPhone does not have the same simcha and joy as live dancing. Because we're just so used to listening to music nowadays. And so we give several heters. First of all, if let's say you're in a car and it's just you don't want to fall asleep, he says it's okay to listen to music in that situation. Secondly, he says that if it's not happy music, it's sad music or even just regular music, then there are poskim which will allow you to listen to it. It's only if it's like get up and dance type of music that you're blasting on the radio that would not be appropriate. Certainly in a public setting, I wouldn't blast music, but if it's in my own earphones or something like that, I think there's definitely a tzad lahakel. Live music, if it's like dancing, it depends. If it's just for the sake of fun, it's really the custom is not to do it. If it's for the sake of dveikus, if it's for the tzorach mitzvah, then there are some poskim under particular situations who might be lenient. You should ask your posek in a specific situation. Of course, in Yom HaAtzma'ut, the dinah might be a little different. Those poskim which will say that we should celebrate Yom HaAtzma'ut will generally also say that the laws of mourning are paused for that day. If you see a Rebbe not... Yeah, I guess they must have had to. You had a question?
What if it's angry music?
Angry music?
But it's for fun.
I wouldn't blast angry music in general, but especially during the Omer, I wouldn't blast it. If it's in your own ears, I don't know. Maybe, there might be reason to be lenient because it's angry. I don't know. Good kasha. That's in terms of Sfirat HaOmer Halachot. Just practically speaking for us guys,